Hey, good morning. Hope you're doing well today. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. Anyway, I want to talk about sprinkling a little bit of fun, and we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday. So in this remote work environment, I hear a lot of stress from a lot of teams, a lot of people. They're in meeting from meeting to meeting, and they get nonstop. So I'm going to give a couple ideas about how to sprinkle a little bit of fun. And not some, you don't have to do some grandiose retrospective thing and all that. You can do those, and we talk about them in other shows and other episodes. But I'm just going to kind of sprinkle in a little bit some ideas, some suggestions, and things I've seen that I think can help with a lot of transitions. Anyway, and we're doing Fortune Cookie Friday. I am Greg, and this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very tactical, practical way. So you can bring value to customer, get home to family, friends without working crazy hours, and we say a little fun. So I wanted to talk about fun today a little bit. And that's where we're at on that. So why do I bring up this fun? I look at so many people, I'm in meetings. My whole day is full of meetings, nonstop. You know, I deal with a lot of Scrum Masters. Of course, Scrum Masters in a lot of meetings. So what do we do about that? That's one thing. Another thing is, like, let's say you're a new manager, you're a new Scrum Master, someone new to the team, new executive. Got an idea. I have modified the my three-question little daily Scrum for what was your last fun thing? What's your next fun thing? What's blocking to have fun? I'm going to go in that a little bit. And again, we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday. And we're also going to talk about the buffer. I talk a lot about, you know, setting up team norms, facilitating meetings. In this world of meetings, and now we're all coming in the office, right? What do we do to motivate people to get into the meetings on a timely basis? This is a little twist to it. But I always talk about that buffer because it's not fair to start right away. People are getting in the meeting. They want to decompress. Gotta get your coffee, everything right, you know. Gotta get that and transition. Go to the bathroom. Been in 2 hours, saw one video. The guy was like, I forgot to go to the bathroom before a two-hour meeting. And then 10 minutes into it, I'm going to the bathroom, and they're all waiting for me to come back, you know. So there's stuff like that that goes on. So you want to give a little buffer in those meetings, back-to-back meetings. And I try to say, get the team to agree on, should we start at 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? When should we start? So here's what I'm suggesting. Here's something. So yeah, you want to start at that 3 minute mark, and you can debate. This is kind of, you see how it's going. During that buffer time, why don't you do something fun? You got 3 minutes. Have everyone go on a mural board. And I was thinking about this the other day. What's your favorite color and why? Right? Go in, pick. Tell them, go on Google, go on some search or whatever. Take a picture that has your favorite color and put it on the mural board or whiteboard or share it with everyone. And maybe you can rotate. Okay, share. You don't have to go to the board. Just share your screen. If you don't want to do like whiteboards and get all complicated. But if you're going to use a whiteboard later on, you might as well go ahead and incorporate that. So in that first 3 minutes in that buffer zone while you're waiting people come in, do something fun. Sprinkle in a little fun. And just get to know, why do you like green? Why do you like blue? Green, I don't know. I like nature. I like it. To me, I like trees. I talked about yesterday, 100-year-old tree, that big giant tree in my backyard. Maybe it knew I like trees, and maybe that's why it came to be. But do that little thing. Sprinkle the favorite color. What's your favorite food? What was your last favorite adventure? Whatever. You can do a lot in that 3 minute buffer zone in the beginning. And when people start seeing that you're starting your meeting off with some fun stuff rather than plowing right into the subject matter, they may be more entertained to come in and, oh, what are we doing this day? What's the new thing? You know, and change it up every day. Different questions, different thoughts. So those are the kind of things you can do. Sprinkle it in that buffer zone. So you're adding fun at the beginning of the meetings. If you still want to keep the buffer zone, again, you can just shift it. Start off with something fun. It gets everyone in a good mode and to what they're talking about, because now they're going to anticipate you have a good organized meeting, by the way, there's a little crux that if you don't, are you worried that some people may be worried about having fun because then it has to be a really good meeting and efficient. And maybe you didn't do the due diligence behind it. That's part of the deal, right? Yeah, you get good and bad. So that's one way to sprinkle in something. Another thing is one of my groups do, I really became a proponent of scheduling fun time for the teams. So once a week, either a half hour, an hour, just schedule some fun thing for the team to do. It's a time box, right, in the week that they just hang out and do something that's whatever they want to do. Most of my teams rotate who's in charge of that fun time, and they rotate in and out, and different things, just simple stuff. They go on the internet, go look up something. We're a bunch of coaches, so we do some retro stuff. Could be anything, but anything just off the cuff, something different. Again, like the bigger things, like I said, the 3-minute drill, but maybe a little bigger. Maybe play some video games, maybe play a game. I don't know. Maybe you can all play poker. I don't know how you play virtual poker, but you could do something that is not work related. And I suggest that. So those are two things. One thing, sprinkle it in the beginning of the buffer of the meetings. Two, have a little fun time. And three, I want to talk about if you're a new scrum master, a new agile coach, new manager coming on board or anything like that. I like the idea of using that, my networking thing that I use at events where we talk about what was the last fun thing you did, what's your next fun thing, and what's blocking you from having fun. And what makes me think about this from a management perspective, if I was a manager, one, I would be like, one, I get to know people, and that visual, just like in network events, clicks with me with that person. Oh, they went to Disneyland. Oh, they went hiking. Oh, they went on the river. They went whitewater rafting, whatever. They played chess. Who knows what they did? Watched a baseball game. Oh, how's the baseball? You know, I saw heard the Phillies were out there the other day. So those are the kind of things that builds that rapport between new management, new leaders, and the team, and vice versa with the team. But here's one of the things I like about it. If my people that I am taking over as a manager don't express having any fun, right? You know you have a problem because whatever they're doing, it's so intense, the team's so stressed out. You could have a problem where your team just leaves and key people leave your team because they're so stressed out. Somebody else left. You know what? I'm leaving too because a previous manager left. You need to establish that fun level to give energy to that team so they do what they're doing. So be mindful of this. This is a great way of figuring that out because if they're so stressed out and the previous manager left and you're coming on board, there's something you better watch out for. So that's sprinkling more fun. Sprinkling fun in your introductions to meeting people for the first time. Do something crazy. Doesn't have to be crazy. You don't have to wear a cap. I got my tie-dye 5 a.m. Master Scrum shirt, right? Got that on. Little fun. Whatever. Your favorite toy. How about that? Next time you do a meeting, tell everyone to bring your favorite toy in the video. Tell them ahead of time, like, or something. Favorite little knickknack that you have in the house. Bring that into the next meeting, and we're going to talk about it. It's like show and tell. It's like kindergarten all over again, right? So those are the little fun things. Now, let's talk about, I hope that worked. Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay, Fortune Cookie Friday. Where we try to have a little fun. So we always talk, people say metrics are terrible. I used to talk about these agile accountants. They come in, your metric, blah, blah, blah. They don't even know what the metric is about, what it's supposed to represent, or how to use it. They just know you have to fill in the box. So those agile accountants gave us a fortune cookie, double wrapped in a cookie. There's a message in there that we're supposed to apply to agile, the show, or who knows what, because I have no idea what's in a fortune cookie. So it's amazing how the fortune cookies do translate to the show on a very frequent basis. It's just weird. So here's the fortune cookie. And we'll see. I don't have Betty Dog anymore. She used to want to eat those fortune cookies. I don't think I ever was able to take pictures because she would eat them too quick. All right. Here is the fortune, and I already know I like this. Life moves on, whether we act as cowards or heroes. Life moves on, whether we act as cowards or heroes. I'm going to relate that to having fun. Not to say anyone's a coward nor a hero. There's a lot of people really worried about instilling fun into the office environment. And I think in this remote environment, it really needs to be done. When you're in the office, you can interact, have a conversation, and lighten up the load. When you're in the remote, you don't get that as much, that lightening of the load. So a lot of people cower down and think they need to work 24/7 on what they do. For 8 hours straight, you need to buckle down and do what you want. But if you're not motivated and having fun, the energy to get more productive isn't there. And I have to say it, there's a lot of cowards out there. They're hesitant to have fun because they're worried about the comments people are going to make, the shots. Management's not going to be feeling like, I'm going to get my money's worth. Trust me, those managers are all having fun. They've gone and do stuff. So be a hero. Life moves on. You know, you do, you're darned if you do and darned if you don't, if you have a little fun. So I'd rather be darned if I do, because I sprinkle a little fun into what we do. Okay. So don't hesitate that. Remember, life moves on. It's not going to be the end of the world. You sprinkle a little fun on what you do. And whether we act as cowards or heroes, I'd rather be a hero with a little more fun and enjoy the work and try to keep people from leaving your company. That's just my thought. So again, life moves on. Get home to family and friends. Just have some fun. With that, I'm going to say, have a great day. Happy scrumming. Enjoy it. I don't know if I'll do a show on the weekend or not. I may not. It's kind of iffy. But definitely back on Monday and then next Tuesday. Oh, a couple of things on the end here. I am going to be chairing the Agile Online Summit for the happiness. Get it? I'm going to do the happiness section. So we're going to see how that goes. I'm learning on Monday. I'm going to find out what the news on that one is. I will post up when I find out more. And also on Tuesday night, with news, I'm going to do a couple different things. I'm going to look up some other things as far as the job market goes. And I'm going to go into my Twitter feed. I have an Agilist Twitter group in my Gem Philly, GEMPHILLY Twitter account. Or you can also find it in the 5 a.m. Master Scrum one, because I think I shared the list in that one too. It's a list of Agilists that I watch, listen to. And we're just going to go through some of the feed and see what they're all posting up in their Twitter feeds. So maybe we'll do that on Tuesday nights. So with that, I want to say thank you. Have a great weekend. Happy scrumming. And see you tomorrow or the next day.